Hi, this is Dirk Schmidt Ward, the author of The You Ready Seller, and thanks for buying my book. This is your bonus track here. Well, I was asked, what are my top 10 EU expansion mistakes? So what do people who expand their business to a EU country, especially Germany, do wrong? Yeah, or what they don't know and realize too late? Well, I have a personal list of, well, in all it's 15 items, but I will explain the first 10 and just make short remarks on the last 5. Because of the end, there are more things which are should be an issue, but the people don't care. And the first ones, mainly VAT things, are really issues that prevent you from doing business. The thing is like that, especially when you're not doing your own shop, but you run a shop system, especially a marketplace you use, yeah? Then it happens nowadays that the tax office will inform the marketplace because if the marketplace doesn't assist the tax office, we'll get liable for the taxation, yeah? So that's what happens why VAT is actually a problem. You got kicked out of the market immediately, yeah? You do too many mistakes, the tax office informs your marketplace, yeah, the one with the big A, and they suspend your account, yeah, and then said, oh, we didn't reply, we didn't know, and suddenly, well, reactivation can take 2 months. Then we have a certain kind of turnover in Germany or in Europe with that one VAT registration in OSS. Yeah, sometimes out for several months. Yeah, that's harming. So here's my personal list. Some are easy. The thing is missing reports we had, but number one is missing NIL reports. Well, you have the book and maybe listen to it already. What is a NIL report? Well, VAT, value added tax, is not general sales tax. You have even to report if there is exactly zero turnover. You can have a positive turnover, well, 100 euro. And if you have 100 euros turnover, net, that's what we call it, and then at 19% VAT, that's 119 euros. And if you, for some reason, that happens with my business a lot, paid more VAT for your product than you charged. I charge people outside the EU very often or in other EU countries, so I don't charge a VAT. It happens to me very often that I have a surplus. Then I get a deduct, I get a return. Yeah, I deduct, I have my payments, deduct what I paid, and then suddenly, ooh, the tax office returns money to me. That's value-added tax. It's not because I did not value to my work, but I don't have to charge it for several clients because either of a so-called return reverse charge mechanism or due to its non-EU customers. Yeah. So if there is no turn, that happens very fast in the beginning. Registration takes so long, yeah, up to 3 months in Germany. As I realized some issues will take more than times. So I see companies which are aware of that they register for the next year, already when that we have the VAT ready. So missing NIL reports in the beginning is, then you have suddenly 6 months no return, but have to report every quarter, it's a zero. And it's very easy, this form, because you fill it in, and then have it one or two positions, have a zero. The other thing has be nothing in because it could indicate else it's a renewal or a resubmission. And then you submit it, yeah. The other, nothing to report doesn't mean nothing really to report. If you don't have any sales, any activity, you have to submit a NIL report. Number 2 is related to this. It happens very well. It's the VAT return, yeah. I repeat myself, when you have to, let's say, report quarterly, that would mean you have to report every quarter. There is 4 quarters in a year. That means you have to report 5 times. Because you have these 4 quarterly reports, which are just considered estimates. And then you do your final VAT returns. Yeah, it's a longer for longer duration. And you have to do it by the end of October of the following year. We come from paper times. And that means, well, we're doing quick estimates and we have problems with some bookings are wrong, returns. So you do it throughout the year with estimates and then the bookkeeper set the time, the tax advisors to check the figures, to clear the problems. And so by the end of October, The following year, you have the final figures, then you pay the difference, or the tax office returns what the difference is, and that's it. So you still have time, that's the message for them, to correct it. But very often the people report and pay, and I wonder that they suddenly get a reminder. Look, when it is 2025, you have to report the VAT returns by end of October 26. And it sometimes takes the tax office quite a while to notice that we didn't get it, so it can be in the beginning of 2027, and then you get, oh, that's long ago, especially those people who don't keep a record. I know what happens very often. They take the advance VAT reports, just sum up it, and report a figure. Well, due to mathematics, there's a rounding issue with that. No, that's not really the problem, but you should have kept records, yeah? So I see the seven, the missing annual VAT returns. It's for paper times. Nowadays, I know the VAT returns you do is usually very exactly close when you sum up the advance VAT reports with the returns, but not in all cases, yeah? The system is like this. Quarterly reporting is 5 reports. Monthly reporting is 13 reports, just to know that. Number three, importing stock before VAT is ready. What do I mean? It special happens with marketplaces that is connected with a fulfillment center. The people want to start doing business in Germany, where the stock, well, I bought it, and send it to Germany, somewhere in Europe, and now I want the VAT ID. And they think, they come to me, we register it or so, and then you get it. Wrong. It takes a while. Yeah, 3 weeks, it's good. 6 weeks, yeah, I saw longer. If you have issues or documents missing, 8 weeks, 12 weeks. By law, we have to do it within 3 months. Anyway, and then you have the stock, you have to pay for the stock every month. And that the people get very annoyed. I have my stock, I have that, and that, I had these issues, and now you're waiting. So register for the VAT right on time. Leads to the issue number one, and do the nil reports because you already have it, because you can start selling. It's a problem to get it in the correct timeline together, yeah? But the VAT ID is helpful for other things. Start early on it, yeah? Issue or mistake number four, address issues. What's that? Well, you have a commercial register here, yeah? Your company is registered that, or you have some other trade license register or so on. There's an address in there. It happens especially with them that this one is taken from the tax office and put in the VAT database, which is even a European one, and you can check it. Yeah, I can check against, I have that VAT. If it fits, the VAT address has to fit to the name and the address. And it doesn't fit suddenly. That's not compliance. And those big marketplaces have accessed, even with the data protection crazy Germans, have access and can check it, and we have something, probably, I think, a program, and we run it several times a year, and then we check each IT address with the name of the company, what happens. What is no wrong? The address doesn't fit. Maybe you moved. Maybe you registered in another country and the tax lawyer changed it without thinking of that. So suddenly your address in the commercial register doesn't fit together. Happens very often because bad service providers sometimes don't go the way for the receiving agent. They register your company in their own country with your address. That will never fit together, yeah? So you suddenly have several VAT registrations with different addresses, postal addresses, and only one address in the big marketplace. And then the market says, what's wrong here? Then you're getting a clean up of your address, yeah? It's writing letters. It's manageable, but if you wait too long, they give you a deadline and they want an approval about it. Yeah, if you wait too long with that, and that I saw people, you kicked out of your account, you're blocked for a while. Yeah, so address issues. I can check your address besides anytime. Number five of 10 or 15 top EU expansion mistakes, no receiving agent. Happens usually to people who try to register themselves, or UK people who registered before the Brexit, before the UK left the European Union, or some other things the tax office doesn't really bother about it. And you is Switzerland, we always accepted it, you know, same language, all connections, but Switzerland is out of the EU and we have some issues there, and now we're enforcing it. And sometimes even if the receiving agent must be a personal address, some tax office don't like post boxes with that. It's very different, but no receiving agent. Well, it's a business I do. I am the receiving agent. But it happens quite often. It's easy to fix. Some people are annoyed. It will cost you $200 the service annually. But it's only some issue to non-EU residents, yeah? For EU residents, I can find as well. I have several clients which are EU residents and use my service for lots of reasons for that. Or even here, living, having a UK outside an LLC somewhere else. Different reasons. Some live even in Thailand and want me to do that so it's faster. Anyway, issue number six. No documents to claim import input tax back. What's that? I think I have it written in the book. One day the people realize how value-added tax works. So you pay, and you don't pay. You're just a cash guy for the tax office, but you have available liquidity to pay money to the tax office. The difference between the VAT you paid and that you charge. And now you even when the goods cross the border, I mean not Germany, of the European Union, yeah, the customs club and VAT club, then you have will be charged import input tax. Import input tax, that's one of the big messages of my book for you is VAT. Yeah, let's say, make it easy, you have something that has a price when you have it at the border, transportation cost plus price of the good, 100 euros. You import it via Hamburg, Germany, it's 119. You have to pay a 19% import input tax because it's 19%. Now you have it on stock, but the VAT is not lost to you if you do it right. Then you sell it for 200. 200 plus VAT makes 19 plus 19, 38. So the final consumer will pay 238 euros. And you paid now 38 euros VAT. Well, you take the money from the final consumer and send it there. But you already paid 19 euros for the 100 euro price that you imported. What's with that? Well, you can deduct it. That means at the moment you didn't pay 19%, you paid 19% plus these 19 euros. That is very easy to calculate. That's 9.5, that's 28.5% taxes you paid. So you have to deduct it. So 38 minus 19 is, you see the difference, yeah? You have to only on the 100 euros you added to pay the tax. Not you pay it for the final consumer, but you, else you pay it twice for the price that when you imported it customs. So the people want to deduct it. You need a piece of paper. You need the piece of paper about paying the VAT. From DHL, for example, when I get something like that and paid it, I have an invoice. I put my bookkeeping system in Germany and it's deducted. You can do that manually. In the VAT form, in the advanced VAT form and the VAT annual VAT returns, there's a feel for that, how much you deduct. But you need a proper document. And now the problem is cheap freight forwarders from China, where they dump everything in one container, put some tax customs on it, yeah, and it's not proper customs way to, yeah? We just ship it somewhere, and if they would do else, you know, the big container will have to split it in 5, 6, or maybe 50 or 500. I don't know how we do it. It's the issue on the freight. The freight forwarder saves the work, and you're happy about the cheap price, but you lose it. That can be fine with very cheap things. Okay, you can calculate the loss of penny, and if you have, you know, imported for 2 euros and sell it for 100, don't worry about it. It's not compliant, yeah? And sometimes they do this fraud for those customers because we underdeclare, you know, it's tax fraud, customs fraud. We say, oh no, this is not 200 euros, this is only 5. And when you do that, we have to pay less of that. That is all issues I see, and you end up with no documents. So the higher the price at when you import it, the more you pay abroad, outside the EU, for a good, the better you get that. If you cannot get the VAT, consider maybe going to another EU company for importation. Or is that Germany is a good place, 19%, but we have countries with 25% VAT. Yeah, I know some luxury. It's not compliant how we import it, but we do it. And what we do is they said, oh, we're going to go to Germany, 6%. We only sell a few products, but in the end, for a million, we don't want to take care. Something for the rich, whatever. So the issue is no proper documents to claim the import tax back. Number 7 of my UX pension mistakes top list. No VAT registration in a EU country with stock holding. What happened? You imported your stuff to a marketplace. This marketplace has lots of fulfillment centers in Germany, and we ship it around. What's better for organizing, pricing, to handle it. And now once they learn, the Eastern European countries' labor is cheaper there than in Germany. Yeah. Another reason why I see the other way around with France, that some people are keeping it in on the German side against the opposite side of Strasbourg. It's closer. Yeah, it's faster for delivery or so, but we don't really sell from Germany. So such things happens that you suddenly, is your goods in a country, the marketplace doesn't care, but you need a VAT registration. That's bizarre. Maybe you don't sell for that, but you ship it back or so, but you need a VAT registration, yeah? And sometimes you even need to report that the goods were moved within the European Union. So an issue is, and when we found out, you have a lot of problems getting the proper documents. It's more the fines and the workload if you didn't do properly. Some service providers, they have a very easy calculation. Let's say, 100 euro per month and country plus 100 euro for the inter-community movements. So back to my list, no registration in EU country, number 7. Although if you have stock in some country, you need a VAT registration, no way to us or whatever, then you would treat it like somebody is doing business there. Number 8, happens, takes a while, 3 months, it's missing registration for waste electronics and electrical equipment, WEEE, just say e-waste, and for batteries. Same authority in Germany, but you have to deal with both. Lucky if you only have electronics or only batteries, but more usually it's a battery, built-in or removal, or you just deliver them. If you have only a few items that come with a battery that's packed in there, open the parcels, remove the battery, saves you a lot of money. But you're not registered at all, and somebody on the market wants your registration. The issue is, if you're lucky, it takes 6 to 8 weeks. Can take 12 weeks. It takes long to get it. Maybe, and you're not allowed to sell before. If it's at the end of the year we realize that there's no way to fix this, how shall you report it? Well, report it later. The law says, first WEEE and batteries registration, then selling. I know retail is different. Most which comply register and start selling, report it too late, the figures. But we know this authority is low. If a competitor would demand, hello, this guy is doing it without proper registration, it takes them 3 months as well, So it's like this, the start is a problem. The system is built for continuous moving. So if you have a cycle where you only want to do it once, it's expensive, a lot of bureaucracy. You have to have a lot of profit. But if you do it on a permanent basis, you're doing it every year, it's the problem is to start. One issue as well, besides, even if you only report taxes quarterly, WEEE reporting is monthly. Yeah? So, biggest issue, you're not registered and it takes a while. My favorite, number 9. You're not able to read sales reports. Has something to do with one of my other things with translation issues as well, but only of the meaning, and you need to understand an VAT to properly read it. There are something like a VAT transaction report, but the people don't understand what we sell. They come to me for this, tell them, this is the products I sold. I say, how much shipping did you charge? How much for gift wrapping? Did you think about that? Oh, no, first mistake. Each line in the row is maybe not one product. It's one product and two services. So that makes things easier. You can transfer such lists into a bookkeeping. That means each line would be 3 bookings or so in the worst case. But you can do it with data. Sometimes I say it's more like social science, big data analysis of long lists and getting the right figures out, especially when you're outside the EU. So should be able to do it, because if somebody asks you questions, if you want to do taxation yourself or hire somebody just from business, he needs to say, how much is it? Yeah. And look at the reports for some articles. he says, you maybe think what you paid, and then there's a print on this invoice or this figures are not right, or not the right figures for taxation. Look for these warnings. Number 10 of the biggest expansion mistakes when you expand your business to the European Union in Germany. Your shop system cannot handle EU tax rules. I see a lot of customers with come with Shopify, for example. I say, yeah, it's nice, but you need to be a better version because you need some plugins or add-ons, and these add-ons are for a different license. So calculate the chaos of your shopping system, because it's easy, and I like to start it. I love it for its easiness, but then you need plugins. Why? It has to deal with VAT again. Well, first thing is, the final consumer in Germany has the right to always see the final price. Some systems for the US market I build, I show you the price, and at the cash register I say tell you how much tax you have to add. The people will leave it happen. That's very often we see the price, then we see the tax added later. No, we know it's not complied, we had a different expectation, because European customers expect to always see the final price. That means even though we have later net and gross, the final price is everything, including rebates, add-ons, you know, shipping costs. This is the final price. Shipping can be added later or removed, but the final price is including VAT. The second system is, well, what is happens if a company orders, which was charged or whatever? Well, you are responsible to see, oh, this is a client which is private consumer, this is the enterprise, which is not, I don't have to charge them VAT because it reverse charge, they do it themselves. You don't do it. You can just pay taxes on everything. But what is the competition? The competitors do is, and there's no way to avoid the taxes, but the people look strange at it and they prefer not to pay it. It's the liquidity they keep, yeah? Whatever. That you're responsible to prove why you granted the exempt from VAT. So, it's not enough to just keep the VAT ID of your business-to-business client. You have to check it against the database. I like private people who just put yours in there just to get the cheaper price, you know? If you don't have a checkup that the business name is requested when you on the sales page, yeah, when you're going, it's going to pay, and you check it against the address they provide and the name and the database, so that means it's a complicated plugin, because this plugin of your shop system has to some way connected to a service provider or to the database of the European Union, respectively, to any EU country. Yeah, so I think it's something good for another list or thing. Talking about, is your shop system ready? Those people who don't go to a large model, please. Okay, now I promise you, I give you another 5, just short. No records keeping. Yeah, on the German law, it was 10. I think now it's 8 years. Some things, invoices, you have not to keep that long, just the booking list or so on. You have to keep documents. And suddenly, you have a missed VAT return, and you need material, and you don't have anything, no records. The tax office say, it's your issue. We estimate you if you don't have documents anymore. We have to believe you, but you have to keep records, yeah? It's a fight. So, look that you keep your records in some way, even for several years. Issue number 12 is very easy. No VAT registration. Yes, clients come to me, sold for 100,000, here, made business. Oh, good business, you know, marketing. But, oh, we didn't know we have to pay taxes. We only thought we paid business to business. But obviously, we have to pay register. Yeah, look there on your sales list. I can tell from the addresses. It looks at 50% of your clients are VAT. And then after that, I tell them about extended producer responsibilities. Because it's easy to be cheaper and beat the market when you don't pay taxes, you know? So I saw them leaving the market and with fraud, not paying the taxes. Well, you have to learn the lesson, you have to pay VAT, yeah? Even if it's a tax on the final consumer. Number 13, missing Lucid registration. Well, happens, I didn't care of the packaging. No big issue, I never heard about it. The real is the system of the administration for the packaging is just so good I can, worst case, do it in 24 hours, yeah? So if the issue arises, it's easy to fix. But do it. Yeah? Fines are fines, but Usually it's just, hey, did you register? It's more the marketplace involved with it, yeah? Number third thing, it's a language issue. The language issue is about netting gross. I see this in some lists. Well, here in German, the understanding is net is before taxes, gross is afterwards. And net means, again, the concept is the final price. The item costs 10 euros, then you get 2 euros extra for some service and your shipping, and then you go down again. No. Net price. Yeah, everything before taxes, gross after taxes. Yeah, net plus VAT is gross. That's it. Yeah. That was number 14, and now number 15, no proper invoice. Big issue, but nobody really complained. I'm not sure what the bookkeepers or do. Or it's the problem of the business to business, yeah, your business partner that has to complain about the invoice where you don't do it. The tax advisor do is if it's not too high price the item. The tax advisor, come on, we pay 10 euros too much. It's not worth the work, you know. But proper invoicing. I once made it in German a reader how to proper invoice. Invoices below 250 euros are easier. There are more requirements in a invoice with more than 250 euros. And there's some rules of some things needed in it. I really appreciate it. But I never have people coming to me really to complain. I just tell them, sorry, the invoice is not correctly. But as you see, it's connected to the Shopify shop system or other shop systems which are made for the US market primarily. So check if your system can do it. Else you will later charge for an add-on. So this was a very long recording. It just was made from what I know by heart. And it's not written. Maybe I will write it down and it's repeating. Thanks again for buying my gold. And don't hesitate to contact me. I do counseling. Bye.